The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
In today's episode, we are going to reveal how Kim Kardashian was able to lose 16 pounds in 3 weeks. Ooh. And there's a lot of controversy about it. There were people attacking her for it. I thought it was weird because she didn't do anything wrong. And I don't want to say what she did, but she did something right. And people hate it.
Well, people find any reason to pick Kim Kardashian or any superstar apart because it makes them feel better about themselves.
Okay. All right. Well, let's listen. How did she lose 16 pounds in 3 weeks? Find out now. On this fine Monday morning, I want to talk to you about wieners. Good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And let me explain myself. I have been craving hot dogs. Mm. I like hot dogs. I like sausage. I like chorizo. Man, and my husband lately has been putting a pause on my desire for some grilled hot dogs.
He's trying to give me a heart attack, dude.
Well,
just all those nitrates, all that.
Hey.
One wiener.
All right. I, Anthony A, identify
as one wiener. You got a wiener in me, okay?
But I bomb.
No, I really want a grilled hot dog, and I want you to grill it.
I want you
for
to
me.
Live a long, long, very healthy life. And I don't want, and I don't think hot dogs are going to do that for you.
Do I stop you eating a bag of chips at one sitting? Do I stop you from shoveling I don't know what in your mouth every night?
I don't eat a bag of chips in one sitting.
Half a bag of family-sized chips.
Okay, Dana, I see where you're going with this, but it's a bad stance for your argument because now you guys sound like, yeah, somebody should be stopping you from eating hot dogs. Yeah, if he's over here tackling chips and you're
don't
over here
you love
to
hot dogs,
I do.
Though?
Oh, dude, come you guys on. Know me. I love phallic food. There's one thing I love more than Mortal Kombat and A Night of Madden. It's very phallic food after a night of the giggle gas, all right? So I am upset for you. I was on your side, Dana. And I thought you were going to try to approach of, you know, saying maybe this wiener will lead me to wanting your wiener. But you didn't even go for that.
No, that's too easy. Do you know what you can do? Go to 7-Eleven. Go get your wiener from there.
Fine. That's what I'll do. I'll go
really
to 7-Eleven.
You really would eat those things?
I love those hot dogs. They're so good. You know what else is good at 7-Eleven? You just buy a big bag of nacho cheese Doritos. You open it up, throw that chili on there, the chili they got, and then you go to the
woman.
Cheese, and you put the cheese on there, and then you throw the jalapenos on. So good! So good! Dang. In fact, I don't need your wiener!
Hold on.
I don't need it!
Are we doing the fat club here in a little while?
We are, automatic. And you need to offer your wife an alternative. You need to give her a dangling carrot.
Nobody wants a carrot.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the other dangling carrot.
Ah, dude, automatic got me.
And we are getting ready for the fat club. How did Kim Kardashian squeeze into that Marilyn Monroe dress?
She wasn't eating hot dogs.
Nope.
She wasn't. She lost 16 pounds in 3 weeks, and I have her diet, so that's coming up next hour. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll kick this one off with National Moscato Day.
Moscato, not that sweet wine?
Yes.
Yeah, dude, I'm not mad at some Moscato. It reminds me of a drink with my mom on Thanksgiving. So that's
awesome. Drake for some reason.
Oh, yeah, dude. That's
he liked that softbox wine. He's about that.
It's also National Sleepover Day.
Hey, which my Nana would never let me do.
I know. I couldn't sleep ever. Over at anybody's house.
When I went to live at my mom's, she was like, go.
Yeah, dude, my mom was shipping me off left and right, dude. We also got National Lost Sock Memorial Day. So shout out to the Mortal ones out there, yo.
Where did the sock go?
You know where it went? It went in the dryer vent. That's where it's at.
Sometimes
it's even go. You lose them in the washer. There's this like little thing inside of our washing machine that I have to clear out sometimes. Mm-hmm. That's where the lost socks
go. It could be
go.
In a pant leg. It could be all over. Who knows?
Damn. All right. Speaking of laundry, it's National Women's Checkup Day.
I hate you for
coming
that.
In that.
Nah, that's not funny. But ladies, you
know
what?
Who does the laundry in our house?
Me, because when you tried, you ruined the laundry. I think you did it on purpose.
Yep. I would never do such a thing.
Yeah, whatever.
It's the start of Women's Health Week, y'all. Yes, let's get healthy, ladies.
Stop eating hot dogs.
Get your annual checkup. Once you reach your 40s, get that mammogram. Take care of yourself, ladies.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
When I saw that Kim Kardashian was wearing the iconic Marilyn Monroe birthday dress, the one that Marilyn wore to sing to John F. Kennedy, I couldn't believe, first of all, that she was allowed to wear the dress. And I wondered, how in the heck did she fit into it? Here she is on the red carpet discussing it.
I had to lose 16 pounds down today to be able to fit this. But it was such a challenge. It was like a roll.
So she felt like she was preparing for a role. She kind of was. I mean, Kim Kardashian is always in the spotlight, and whether you love her or hate her, you know who she is. And for 15 years, people have been interested in this woman and her whole familia.
Yeah, okay, I don't know if she was preparing for a role. She was cutting weight like every boxer and wrestler does.
She was preparing for a role. Nobody cared about anything else at the Met Gala but that.
What are you talking about? The guy that had the weird, like, the super, Jared Leto.
That's the only picture
that I've seen.
Bad Bunny was fire, too.
Bad
dude.
Bunny looked good,
and
too.
And it's Inspector Gadget that he looks like. That's who I got a lot of tweets about that one.
Well, Marilyn Monroe was not a size 12. She was closer to a 1 or 2. She had to be sewed into that dress, the top of the dress. It was so form-fitting. And when Kim Kardashian reached out to the people at Ripley's Believe It or Not Museum, where the dress hangs right now in a airtight, secured, like glass trophy case, they were like, no. And she said, I'll donate money to your favorite charity in your name. Kim Kardashian gave them $5 million.
To wear that dress?
To wear that dress.
Damn, she's got money.
But when she showed up, they allowed her to try it on. They're like, no way. She couldn't wear it because Kim is like a 4 and Marilyn was super thin. So she had to lose the weight, and then she went back in. They're like, all right, you're good. She was only allowed to wear the dress while she was photographed. The minute she went inside, they made her take the dress off, put it back into this like sealed case, and now it's back at Ripley's Believe It or Not. Oh, because the it's very delicate. The material, there's thousands of beads hand sewn on it.
She did nail that role though. Like, she killed the red carpet.
She did.
She looked amazing.
She did, but how'd she lose the weight? So she reveals that all she did was eat clean. She's like, look, I like pizza, I like spaghetti, but she works out twice a day now. That's how she's maintained this new physique that she has. She just didn't eat any carbs. She ate protein and vegetables, and that's it. That's it. Like our ancestors, she ate meat and vegetables, no cheating, only water to drink, worked out twice a day as usual, but she wore like a sweat suit, ooh, like a plastic sweatsuit,
and
so you sweat even more.
Plenty of skeet.
Yeah.
She got into extracurricular activity as well.
He helped her work off at least a pound.
So if you want to lose weight, that's how you do it. Are we willing to really eat that way, though?
Is it healthy, though, the way she did it?
Yeah. Meat and vegetables. That's it. It's, of course it's healthy. Think about how bad America's diet is, that when I tell you she ate meat and vegetables, shrimp and fish and vegetables, you think, oh, is that healthy? What's healthier than eating what God gave us to eat? Nothing.
Maybe skeet?
I'm posting the diet now, and also the facts about Marilyn Monroe, because so many people want to know about that. People are like, she was different. Marilyn was natural. Marilyn Monroe, just like a lot of other Hollywood starlets at the time, had plastic surgery, and Kim Kardashian has had plastic surgery. We need to not glamorize history and be honest about ourselves. Marilyn was an icon, is an American icon that had imperfections, issues, just like we all do. At the end of the day, they're both just women. All right, if you would like the Kim Kardashian 16-pound weight loss in 3-week diet, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'm just going to post this one on the timeline.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, it is time for all of us to find out, how is our week going to go? Spiritual forecast is delivered by Siramati, and she's here. Woo! Siramati, welcome. How are you?
What's good? I'm good.
All right, so I want to get started. I got this voice message via my Instagram, and I always tell our listeners, begin with what's your sign?
I am a Pisces. My name is Alexandra. My birthday is March 13th, and I want to know if I'll be going through any big changes anytime soon.
Okay, Mati, right out the gate, how are you feeling about her energy?
Okay, so off the top, I feel there is a lot of changes that are about to happen. She's calling it into her life,
okay,
energetically, and it's happening. It's going to happen. And I feel these changes are basically relating to her relationships.
Oh, man.
And one of the biggest things for her is to be very, how can I say, I guess sharp, maybe a little cunning in the way that she comes across, because she's been very, like, soft, and she's been letting people step all over her. And I do feel that she needs to set stronger boundaries and be very stern as to what she's able to accept and what she's no longer willing to accept.
Mati, yes, exactly.
So I feel her relationships are undergoing a big shift. That's the biggest thing that I see for her.
Let the chips fall where they may. Let things work out, girl. Yes. They're going to be all right. Okay, now, Maddie, what about our spiritual forecast for the week collectively? Is it going to be good, bad? What kind of energy are you reading for all of us collectively?
Are you guys ready? Because we have Mercury retrograde.
Let's go. Back up the hard drive. Let's go.
It starts tomorrow on May 10th. And, oh, my goodness, it's just been a crazy energy because we're also in the middle of eclipse seasons, as we've already been talking about. And this eclipse that is happening is actually happening this next weekend on Sunday on the 15th.
Okay.
And the energy for that eclipse is all relating also to relationships. It's very connected to our love life, our connections to others. But with this Mercury retrograde, it almost feels like those exes are coming back. Like if you have had... if you have had...
I knew it was going to be crazy.
If you have had a neck lingering in your energy... Oh, that's because they're also thinking about you. So beware. And one last thing, you know, just a reminder, as always, Mercury retrograde disclosure, back up your computer, make sure you save everything, and electronic stuff is always, like, goes crazy during Mercury retrograde. And, yeah, just make sure you drive safe.
Thank you so much, Maddie. Thank you so much. Okay, if you would like a psychic reading with Sir Maddie, please call. The phone lines are open. Or, like our listener did today, you can send me a voice message at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Begin with your sign, name, no last name, date of birth, no year, followed by your question. And, of course, follow Sir Maddie on Instagram at Illis Divinity. Maddie, we love you so much. Thank you. We'll talk to you again next Monday. Have a great week.
Well, you guys are welcome. Have a wonderful week.
Bye,
Maddie.
Bye.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Bad Bunny versus Drake. Who really is the bigger artist? Well, the numbers don't lie. I'm going to give you this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt, DJ Automatic, celebrity birthdays.
Kim and Kanye's kid, Psalm West, is celebrating his third birthday today. Ghostface Killah celebrating, Rosario Dawson, and Billy Joel.
All right, so let's start off with Rock and Roll Hall of Fame happening this Sunday. We got Lionel Richie, Dolly Parton, that's my girl right there. Eminem will be inducted. Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Record mogul Jimmy Iovine. But for me, what really shocked me, and I'm so happy about it, is that Sugar Hill Records founder Sylvia Robinson, the woman who put together the Sugar Hill Gang, is going to be inducted. I don't believe without the song Rapper's Delight, hip-hop becomes as big as it is, as quickly as it did. That song right there is just, is forever.
It was the first hip-hop hit, and then, you know, Jimmy Iovine took that energy and made hip-hop a worldwide sensation. With the help of Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, of course.
Well, of course, with the music, with the culture itself. But without Sylvia Robinson and her foresight, I don't think it happens the way it did. All right, now we're going to talk about Drake. He was hanging out at the Kentucky Derby, very intoxicated, by the way. He's with Bryson Tiller and Jack Harlow. I have the photo up. Looks like he's having a great time. Automatic, play the clip of Drake live on TV.
What are you going to cut to?
Right?
What are you going to cut to?
It's Drake and Jack Harlow, y'all. Yeah.
What are you going to cut to? Like a shot of like poorly manicured grass. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you why he was drinking. He was celebrating his $400 million contract with Universal Music.
Damn. Drake is forever paid.
Oh, for sure. No doubt. And another man that's going to be forever paid is Bad Bunny. Drake held the record for most streams in a day with 176.8 million. Bad Bunny, with his latest project, Un Verano Sin Ti, just surpassed Drake. 183.2 million streams in under 24 hours. He just got El Muerto. It's a Marvel movie. The man's going on a world tour again to support this album. Here he is on The View discussing his role as El Muerto.
The character is the first Latino character in the Marvel universe.
About time.
Yeah. So... I'm very excited, happy, and proud. I think people are going to be proud about my work.
It's really hard for me to believe, DJ Automatic, that he really just stepped on the scene in 2017.
And now he's literally the hottest artist in the world. There's nobody bigger than Bad Bunny at this minute.
Latino gang, gang, yes!
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. Welcome to Music Facts, presented by DJ Automatic on this fine May 9th. We're going to take you back in time musically to which year? What are we kicking it off with?
We're kicking it off in 1970 so we could say happy birthday to one of the greatest rappers alive, Ghostface Killah.
This little hustler just gets me going right here.
One of the most important members of the Wu-Tang here, right here. I mean, they're all equally important, but he's probably my favorite rapper in the group.
Alias Pretty Tony, right?
Yes.
You were talking about Wu-Tang the other day when we were walking. What were you telling me?
In Staten Island, they got a whole district named the Wu-Tang District now.
Nice.
Wow. Imagine
so that's why you know you made social impact, is when they name an entire district in your city after you guys.
The name lives on forever.
Exactly.
That's what everybody wants. All right, so where to now?
Shout out to Pretty Tony, but Method Man's my favorite Wu-Tang member.
All right, now we're going to 1998 when Puffy, a.k.a. Diddy, a.k.a. Sean Combs, and Jimmy Page of Led Zeppelin performed on Saturday Night Live.
I knew I'd heard this before. I remember people talking about this, and you know what's crazy? Not just this. Well, let me this play for a minute. Who did Jay-Z do?
Linkin Park.
Linkin Park. I knew it. And then
this is before Limp Bizkit, really.
Yeah.
This is before like the Linkin Park and Jay-Z thing. Now we're going to 2000. When Michael Bolton had to give $5.4 million to the Isley Brothers because he borrowed a little bit from their song, Love is a Wonderful Thing. This is the Isley Brothers version of it.
Love is a wonderful thing. I said love.
Love is a wonderful thing. I said love.
Love is a wonderful thing.
Love is a wonderful thing.
So now I'm going to play Michael Bolton. This is the next one, right?
Love is a wonderful thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pick a smile.
So he didn't ask them before?
No, he didn't ask
them. He didn't even bother changing the words.
Who was with them in the studio? I was like, yeah, dude, this is yours. Yeah. This is 100% all
nothing
original.
Nothing like the Isley Brothers.
Don't
beg for forgiveness.
Like, look, I think that a lot of people thought they could get away with it. I mean, Vanilla Ice did it with Queen. Like, people really thought they could get away with that kind of thing, but... The $5 million is a wonderful thing, to be honest. I'm sure the Isley Brothers...
Great payday for them.
Yeah, appreciated that check.
Music Facts is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage.
We'll be back with more coming up after this. Stand by.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Hey, DJ Automatic. So over the weekend, I got into a little, I'll call it a tiff with the girl I'm dating.
Okay.
And I learned some things that you should say and some things that you shouldn't say to a woman when she's upset. So listen up, homies. Here are three things you should tell your girl in order to get her to chill when she's mad. I was talking to two dudes.
One studio. I'm really interested to see what you got here because I don't know what to say.
Dude.
It seems like I always say the wrong thing and it just makes it worse.
Right, dude. As men, how does that happen to us, dude? Like, how does that go down? We're like, have you ever been saying something? You're like, oh, yeah, she's going to love this. When I get to the end of this sentence, I'm going to wow her.
I used to think that way. And then I realized just by being quiet is the only way I can win.
No, really?
And that's why they're like, why are you? You're like separating yourself from the argument, separating yourself from the situation. Yes, I am, because I can't win. It's a no-win situation when I'm arguing with my wife.
Sometimes as a husband, you do say some dumb things, dude. I'll be right next to you. I'll be like, damn, I can't believe this fool just said that in front of his wife.
That's for comedic purposes.
All right, so the number one thing you should tell your girl when she's upset, homies, is chill, bro, relax.
And think she's not going to bite your head off?
What?
I can't even imagine saying that to her. No, hell no.
Okay.
That's like the worst thing you could say. Chill. She's going to be like, chill what? And then that just starts her going again.
Oh, my God. Dang. Okay. The next one I had was, calm down. You're overreacting.
This is the worst advice in the whole world.
What?
You're overreacting.
Yeah, dude.
You're going to see an overreaction after that.
Oh, my God. The last one I had was...
It can't get any worse than the first two.
You knew this is who I was when you met me. No, no, that's not... That's
you might
not.
As well just get your bed ready on the couch.
Period.
All right, I guess I need some help at this whole dating thing.
You knew this is how I was when I met you. Basically says, you might as well just tell her F off.
Oh, my God. Have a beautiful Monday. The Dana Cortez Show loves you.
But,
and don't forget, Two Dudes, One Studio is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Sir Mahdi always comes to us with our spiritual forecast. She's very honest. And I don't like this week. I feel Mercury in retrograde. I feel things pulling. Everything's all backwards.
I have a big appreciation for it. because it's an opportunity to kind of like, you know what I'm saying, find out what's really going on wrong within your life, right? Like I had
a reset.
Yeah, like a reset. Like I didn't back up a lot of files that I needed to back up. And then Sirmati's like, hey, buckle up. You know, your computer may be crashing. And sure enough, it went
down. Your computer crashed?
No,
yeah,
Anthony,
dude, but I already have all my stuff backed up. So ooh, it's okay.
Do you remember Anthony sent us a text? He's like, I backed everything up. And I was like, yay.
Yeah, dude.
It made me feel good when he said
that.
Well,
I was talking about me twerking at that time. I just backed everything up. Yeah.
You don't twerk. I've seen you dance.
No, I back it up like a dump truck. Thigh's like, what? Why am I quoting Cisco now? It's a podcast. What's going on?
I thought just City Girls were your twerk song.
See what happens, dude? You just removed the constraints of FCC, and I start talking about random stuff.
You know what, though? I want you to play the thong song on Throwback Thursday now, DJ Automatic. Come on, let's do it.
I got you.
More of the podcast now.